Bruce back here for my weekly chat with Edmonds hockey coach Ben Barr. And coach, it's been a long time since we won anything at Matthews Arena. You get a win, you get a shootout win, you get 5 points, but my gut tells me you're going to tell me you could have had 6.
Yeah, we could have, and probably could have had 0 too. You know, so definitely some things we need to get better. I thought we gave up way too many, you know, grade A, really good scoring chances on the weekend. And, you know, and they're a good offensive team. So, you know, that some of that is a credit to them. Some of it is just us being really loose defensively and not real focused. But, you know, we'll move on.
Yeah, goaltender bailed you out a number of times. He played very well. It seemed like in the second game that Northeastern got their defense more active. It seemed like Dorrington and Wiskovian were in the play a lot more. Was reacting to that a problem?
No, I don't think so. You know, when you make, you know, bad decisions in the O-zone, or you hit you know, you hit shin pads and you're not keeping plays alive in the O-zone. Like, there are those guys like that that are, their defensemen that get up in the play, they're gonna get you. And a lot of that's just us making poor decisions with the puck, or panicking with the puck, or whatever it might be. Things we have to learn from and get better.
Yeah, I noticed they had quite a lead in the number of blocked shots, which hasn't been true the last several years. I mean, Maine's been really good at blocking shots. Is shot selection, or is it what you were saying, maybe panicking with the puck, letting it go too soon?
I mean, the way they play, I think they just tend to block more shots because they pack it in around the net, you know, pretty good. So, you know, that tends to be something that, you know, they're going to be probably pretty good at. But, you know, it has to be something that we have to be able to get pucks through from the point and be better, you know, better from up there. You know, it's something that's plagued us for a few years here, and we just have to simplify it and find a way to get some pucks there.
Oscar Komarov made his final play to dig out a puck, as I've seen in a long time. He's a new player. Russell had a goal that was really pretty. The new guys are clearly completely into the system. I mean, they seem all into the ones you've been playing, all seem all to be integrated. And we talked earlier about how in this league that's really important, because there's going to be a lot of that. And you talked about how a lot of the leadership comes from the kids on the team, from your captains and the like. What are you seeing from these young guys that gives you the most hope?
Well, we're just... they're doing the job for the most part, you know, that we're asking them to do. We don't have a lot of young guys, you know, so we don't, you know, really our only freshman right now, Oscar's playing, and that's really, Charlie, you know, is technically a transfer, you know, he's a young kid, so it feels like a freshman, but, you know, so we're not asking a lot, you know, some of our young guys haven't got a chance yet, and that's not their fault, it's just, you know, the makeup of our team right now. We're not relying on young guys as much as we have the last few years. And, you know, it's probably, you know, a good thing. But, you know, we also want to try to get, you know, make sure we, you know, those guys are getting better and we're giving them a chance. So, you know, Oscar's got a chance to be kind of our fourth line center here to start. He's done a pretty good job of that. He had a tough game on Friday, a little bit better on Saturday. But, yeah, I mean, it's when you get those opportunities right now, you got to run with them, because, you know, it's not that easy to get in there right now.
And playing four lines this time of the season is great, because it gives you depth going forward. You got a league that really, when you look at the scores from last week, I love the fact people get picked and they rank them for the season, and then the team at the bottom beats somebody near the top. So it's, as you said, there are no nights off in Hockey East. Big series coming up at home this weekend where you can play a team that hasn't been having a lot of success lately. What's the key to keeping the guys focused? Or maybe you don't need to do that with this group.
You know, we're Merrimack is fully capable of beating anybody. We've had struggles with them over the years. They play hard. They're really well coached. So I, you know, we're hopefully beyond having to talk about who we think we should beat or shouldn't beat, and you know, like, we know that that's you know, if our standard isn't higher than it was last weekend, we're gonna have a long weekend. And you know, like, it's we have to be better. It really wasn't good enough, and we got really lucky on Saturday. You know, Friday, kind of the same. I don't say lucky, it's just those are 50-50 games that we happen to come out with five to six points. And I don't think if we don't play better than that, I don't think we'll have the same results this weekend. And we're always trying to push the standard of how you know, the standard that we have for ourselves higher, whether we're playing Northeastern, Merrimack, Quinnipiac, it doesn't matter. You know, like, that's, you know, we're trying to hold ourselves to the highest standard we possibly can. You know, this week will be no different.
It seemed that both nights there were times you had trouble getting to the neutral zone, which you've got the speed, you've got the talent. It seemed like Northeastern would come up right at you in the neutral zone. Merrimack, it seems to me, is very aggressive that way too over the years. They try and not that they're playing a trap, but they're trying to make a lot of things happen in the middle of the ice. What's the best strategy for counteracting that? Is it carrying the puck in, or is it?
Yeah, it's just playing fast. Like, we played very slow at times where we would get a puck in the neutral zone, stick handle it four times, give our D partner a crappy pass, and expect good things to happen. You know, we turn way too many pucks over. You know, so it is very similar. You know, Merrimack is going to play maybe even more aggressive in the neutral zone, and if we can't execute and get pucks back in the zone, that's where things become difficult. So yeah, I think you're right on with that. We have to be better at playing fast and getting pucks in the zone. That's where we thrive, you know. Yeah. When we're in the O zone working, so we'll definitely have to clean that up.
Couple of forwards who looked good in the O zone, Friel and Scholey, over the weekend. They seemed to be very aggressive when they were in the zone. And then you'd see it for a moment, and then the puck would come out of the zone. I guess keeping it in the O zone, I mean, keep more O zone time is something you're going to be working on this week.
Yeah, well, it's just a matter of, usually it's just one guy holding on to a puck for 1 second, which, you know, might allow our D to get up in the zone, might allow your line mates to get close to the play. And that's, we had a really hard time with that on Friday night. Saturday was a little bit better. You know, Thomas, like you mentioned, is always good at a Harrison Scott. Yeah. Nolan Renwick's line has been solid at it. And we've struggled with the rest of our guys last weekend. We struggled at time just turning pucks over, exposing the puck. They knock it off your stick and you're chasing it again. So, you know, definitely something that we need to get better at. And then when the puck gets back to the point, our points have to do something productive with it. And, you know, something that's where we're focusing on that as well.
Well, I wish you luck this weekend. I can't wait to see the team back at the Alfond. It's been a great start, and hope it keeps rolling.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Coach.